Good evening, and I thank you for giving us this opportunity to comment in Whitefield, New Hampshire. I represent, as a state-elected representative, Carroll, Jefferson, Whitefield, and Randolph. And I wish to present you with an important scenario that Northern Pass could embrace. Bury the lines that Hydro-Québec's power will transmit to southern New England. We of northern New England invite the suburban and urban persons that are the nature-deprived, the ND persons, when driving north on I-93 at exit 30, the wooden towers define a cut through the White Mountain National Forest. We have actually come to accept that and may look for it when we are driving the snowy roads. I am here to state we do not want a wider cut through the ROW, or the right-of-way, that is in the Northern Pass plan. This would support another trail of taller steel or metal towers. I am of the generation that read and subscribed to the book Awake and Aware. Women changed the way hospitals, actually profit and nonprofit hospitals, dictated how babies were delivered. My first baby, separated from mother, husband, and supportive family members once a child was born. Within a few years, women had imagined an improvement that was beneficial for future generations and for parenting. My generation is now joined with new voices, and we're saying no to the Northern Pass as it is envisioned by her corporate leaders. Moving massive quantities of electricity across our state when it has been determined that it is not needed. Our citizens are not a developing country that can be flummoxed or trod upon. Run over. Previously, we have attended to our archaeological sites. We have been conscientious about conserving our sensitive lands. I speak for the hungry eyes and the hungry hearts of Europeans and Asians that trek to our state, burying the 8 miles that has been the second and plan, I feel, is a snub of our efforts to protect the preciousness of New Hampshire's beauty. Please do not degrade and scar the vistas that we revere. Please bury your pipelines in neighboring states, as you have in neighboring states. Thank you.